This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. French police fired tear gas and turned water cannon on protesters in Paris who were angry over rising fuel costs and President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
This weekend marks the second of so-called yellow vest protests across France. This time, they converged on the French capital's iconic Champs-Élysées. Some clashed with police. About 3,000 officers were sent to prevent the demonstrators from reaching the president's Élysée Palace nearby. The protesters are opposed to taxes Macron introduced last year on diesel and gasoline, which are designed to encourage people to shift to more environmentally friendly transport. Alongside the tax, the government has also offered incentives to buy green or electric vehicles.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. European Council President Donald Tusk and Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez agreed to a deal Saturday on the future of Gibraltar, removing a key obstacle one day before a European Union meeting intended to endorse the Brexit deal. Spain had demanded changes to the agreement and an accompanying declaration on a new EU-Britain relationship to clarify that the future of Gibraltar be decided in direct talks between Madrid and London. British Prime Minister Theresa May, meanwhile, said the deal ensures that British interests in Gibraltar will stay protected.
We have negotiated on behalf of Gibraltar. We've ensured that they are covered by the whole withdrawal agreement and by the implementation period. And in the future, we will continue to negotiate on behalf of the whole UK family, and that includes Gibraltar.
Spain does not currently have veto power on the Brexit agreement, but it could prevent any free trade deal between Britain and the European Union, which would require the approval of all 27 EU member states. This is VOA News.